The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Big fight in Bain Town. Somebody tripped Mary down, and everybody know Mary don't take no mess. She roll until she find a tree, struggle up on a busted knee, tuck away her queen size cotton dress. Who did her wrong? She did not know, but somebody start laughing, so Mary starts swinging left and right. Mary just one gal, that's true, but she big enough to be a zoo, and it's a sin what she would do in a barroom fight. You better run, Corporal Gunner, run, run, run. Send for the man of war, tell them bring their gun. People used to say Jack Turner don't play, he break your head for fun. But when Bain Town woman catch a fire, even the devil run.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2023, which means it's a Culture Thursday, but it also means that we are one day away from 242 Day. I am very excited to announce that the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has declared Friday, the 24th of February, 2023, as 242 Day. And I would personally like to thank the government for seeing the value of this initiative and raising it to the prominence, not that it necessarily deserves, that it needs, so that Bahamians can be aware of it and can begin to understand the importance of it and thus participate in it. So today I have a selection of music, and I promise that I am presenting, well, I said 242 ways to celebrate 242 Day. I'm afraid I've only come up with 24 ways. I'm going to share them today. It's going to be a bit of a light show. It is a Culture Thursday, and I'm inviting people to call in and share their ideas, what being Bahamian means to you, and ways that you can or want to celebrate 242 Day. And so you say, once again, thank you to the government for recognizing the work of its citizens and providing a platform to extend or enhance or enrich that work. I'd also like to say thank you to the Independent Secretariat for embracing this idea and adding it to the calendar of events for the 50th Independence. I got a text here that says, great show as usual. I thought you was going to say the PM announced tomorrow, 242 Day, as a holiday, because if a day is of major importance in the Bahamas, it's a holiday. Well, we are not quite there yet, texter. These things take time. You got to do it sustainably, right? And really, you want your movement to grow from the ground up. You don't necessarily want the government to tell you your initiative is important. You want the government to recognize the value of what it is that you're doing and to facilitate or assist by creating an environment in which you can do your work. We don't need the government necessarily to do this type of work for us. I got another text here that says, I want to celebrate 242 Day on the beach with an old-fashioned Scotch conch. I like that idea. And as we're getting closer to a time where we may actually need to enforce a closed conch season, or we have to decide on different ways of harvesting conch, or if we have to introduce different conch species into our diets, if we were ever to have a closed conch holiday, like a season, right, then I would encourage Bahamians, like I, for me, I prepared to not eat conch, but once a year and only eat conch on 242 day. So I got a live read for you from Equality Bahamas. Equality Bahamas asks, where can you get free yoga, Zumba, massage, poetry, and explore NGOs in all in one place? Well, at the International Women's Day Expo, Saturday, March the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Dundas. Check out Equality Bahamas at Equality Bahamas 242 on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram for more information. When you join the International Women's Day March on Saturday, March the 4th, you can get your sign and meet Equality Bahamas at the Eastern Parade at 9 a.m. Women's rights are human rights. Climate justice is gender justice. Women and girls, be seen and heard. Check out Equality Bahamas on social media for more. And say thank you to Equality Bahamas for organizing another International Women's Day March and Expo. So now, if you're looking for things to do today to bring in 242 Day, right now as we speak, Christopher Davis, also known by his ceremonial name, Nana Asofahini, Jean Kwa II, or John Canoe II, is launching his new book, Black Rinse, at Pompeii Museum right now. And after the launch, signing will be running all day from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. at the Captain's Deck in Pompeii Square. That's today, this Thursday, 23rd of February. And his new book is called Black Rinse, A New Perspective on Africans in the Bahamas. Another event taking place this evening, not in the Bahamas, but in the diaspora. You can join the Embassy Consular Annex of the Bahamas at Howard University School of Communications today, Thursday, the 23rd of February, at 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the topic they're going to be discussing, the life and legacy of Bahamians in the United States, a conversation with the diaspora. Now, on the flyer, I don't think I saw a Zoom link to the Bahamian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Could you please post a Zoom link for this conversation? Because it should be fantastic, right? And as we move into the 50th anniversary celebrations, as we consider new ways of growing the country and the conversation on national development, we need to figure out how do we not exploit, but how do we engage the diaspora to create a shared vision that includes not only the diasporic vision, but the diasporic resources as well? It's not as simple as y'all hold a couple cookouts and send us some money, but this is a part of the growth of a developing nation and a sovereign state. How do we benefit from our natural resources, not just what has been born out of the earth, but what has been born out of the land, our people. Producer, I see we got two calls on the line. I'm going to go to one of those calls. Let's go to one of those calls. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, David. It's this doc in the voice along with you, Aaron.
Good morning, Bremen. How you do?
I'm holding. We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to this book with John Kwa, whatever, right?
Right.
Are we loosening ourselves, or are we tangling ourselves, or are we reading a history?
We are reading a history.
And what are we going to do about it?
Well, what I do know is Christopher Davis is an interpreter at the Pompeii Museum, right?
Uh-huh.
That means that he does lectures and tours, he engages the guests to help them understand what it is that they're seeing in the museum. And so I imagine that John Quad II has written this book, not just as like an offhand, right, experience, but as a part of a journey of exploring and understanding our history, our experiences in these islands from a different perspective. So I don't think we are entangling ourselves. I think we are detangling, right? We're clearing up the history from our perspective with questions that only we can ask. And so with this young man, I think it's a process of him engaging and responding to what it is he receives. And then after traveling to Ghana, anyway, after traveling to Ghana, he now is receiving experiences and information from our like port of origin and detangling the threads that led us from Ghana to the Bahamas. Anyway, I want to put it on the list. It's not technically on the list, but I wanted to put it there because it's a great experience. For 242 Day, the first thing on my list is the call I come into you right now. Buy a Bahamian history book, buy a book written by a Bahamian, or read a Bahamian author for yourself or with your kids. 4242 Day. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Morning, caller. You still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Morning.
Okay, good. What is the national significance of February the 24th in national affairs? Did you hear that?
No, I heard you. Now, is February 27th Black Tuesday? No, is Black Tuesday in February? Carl, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
I don't think the event was created with a significant political or cultural or historic date in mind. The initiative I am speaking not on behalf of the founder, but I am sort of importing what I believe. 242 is our area code, right? And I think this is an attempt to create a day to recognize our national identity that is not bound up in politics or history that has not been defined and accepted by the collective, right? It takes it out of the realm of politics. No political party, no cultural stakeholders can own it. It's about the geographic description of the archipelago.
That's very interesting that you put it like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm thought that July the 10th, 1973, would be the national day for the Bahamas.
Right, the majority rule day?
No. July the 10th.
Oh, July the 10th, Independence Day.
Yeah, Independence Day.
Right. Okay. I feel you. Now, you see someone like me, I know that there are tons of people who have just decided that they're not interested in engaging on political terms. They see independence as a false political process, and they don't think it is of sufficient weight to hold their attention or to identify themselves. And so I like it as an alternative, right, to what is your primary celebration, which is Independence Day.
But Ms. Green,
yes.
You know, you seem to be getting mixed up. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
If the people of the Bahamas do not respect July the 10th, 1973,
mm-hmm.
and you want to create what you would call an alternative to July the 10th, 1973,
mm-hmm.
we got some serious problems in this place.
We do. We do.
How
because
you
we...
take July the 10th, 1970, which is extremely significant in the development of this country, and come up with, well, you said about the area code. I don't know how important an area code is that we should celebrate an area code day. I don't understand what that's supposed to mean, but you could explain it to me.
Okay, so don't
that it could go that on. It could be an alternative to July 10, 1973.
Okay, so 242 is a geographic description boundary, right? That holds all of us in this space. I wouldn't call the opposition complaint. I would say it is a critique of a political system and the suggestion that the granting of independence was just a political process or movement and does not signify true liberation. And thus, they don't want to use it because they feel that it does not empower them in a way that defining us by our geography, right? The islands, you can't move them, you can't put them in your bag and take them away, versus defining ourselves by a political construct like nationalism. The geographic construct, right, opens up the celebration to Bahamians, people born in the Bahamas but living in the diaspora, and people living and working in the Bahamas. And I feel sometimes the way that we have celebrated independence over the last 50 years excludes not just the people who are living here, but it excludes minority ethnic groups as well. And perhaps a new dispensation or a new initiative can expand the celebration and capture more people into the spirit of what it means to be Bahamian. But I appreciate the critique. It's perhaps, I mean, it's a question that should be put on the table for the 50th independence. In fact, there should be a list of 50 questions that we as a collective have to answer before we move forward. And I like your question, and I think it should be put on the table because it engages different generations of Bahamians, and the discussion cannot be had without capturing the experiences of different generations of Bahamians.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that aspect of it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I love your idea.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, I heard you mention about creating an alternative.
Yes.
And you're entitled to that opinion.
Yes.
Nothing could supersede July the 10th, 1973.
Yes, sir.
That is the birth of a nation called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have to get our people to see the significance of that date. Nothing that anyone could come up with right now, like this, what they say they're doing on Friday. I'm not saying they should not do it if that's what they want to do.
Right, or that it has no value.
I cannot see it taking any kind of national prominence
above Independence Day.
Because of our geographical location.
Yeah.
Because that's the Bahamas.
Listen.
When it became independent, it was still in the same geographical location. That hasn't changed.
Yes.
The Bahamas is a combination of islands.
Yes.
That's our geography.
Yes, sir.
That's included in July the 10th, 1973. Now, I'm not saying that and people want to do something with this area code. I don't see the significance of it. That's just a view that I have.
Okay.
But I cannot see it being an alternative.
I got you.
A significant day like July the 10th, 1973.
All right. I got you.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Green.
No, man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You've expanded the conversation. And this is, look here, this is one of the values of the days. Guess what? We're not allowed to question Independence Day. Ah, well, this is another question I had for Mr. Strawn when I had him on the show. And I guess I have it for the political class. Why do we have a Pride Day? And why do we have a Flag Day if we have independence? I think that Flag Day is for Bahamians in the diaspora. But let me get to this next call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Sorry, I missed you. Let me get to the text. Great show as usual, Ms. Green. It said, if anybody ruined my 2-4 day by eating conch salad with mayonnaise in it, or have coleslaw with raisins in it on 242 day, they should be locked up for more years then I ain't going to call his name. We don't deserve it. Anyway, dear texter, I am afraid to burst your bubble, right? This is one of the values of 242 Day. Staunch cultural historians or culturalists may tell you the traditional conch salad is the only way to eat conch salad. That is the tradition, and all of these other things are false, right? But mayonnaise and conch salad occurs within the geographic bounds of 242. Bahamians put mayonnaise in their conch salad. May not be the Bahamians we and you eat conch salad with, but they are Bahamians. Bahamians has put raisins in coleslaw too. So it's not just about understanding each other across the geography or the archipelago. It's also about understanding each other across the archipelago of generations, like my caller so rightly manifested. He has a right to put on the table and hold a space for the idea that Independence, July 10th, is paramount. And other generations of Bahamians have the right to put their position on the table as well. This is could only be a good thing. Producer, let's go to the call and then we can play another song. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Aaron.
Yes.
I called back because, you know, the thing is, they're trying to brainwash somebody. The crown was head over us before this independence, and the crown's still head of the House of Assembly today.
Mm.
What this foolishness is all about?
Well, the concept or the idea of sovereignty, what sovereignty means to different generations of Bahamians is what's being manifested. I think the caller prior to you, what he represented is this, is the idea that this bound of nationalism did not define for people who call themselves Bahamians at the time their sovereignty. I find that very interesting, that their perceptions of sovereignty are different from newer generations of Bahamians' perceptions of sovereignty. Thank you very much, Bremen. Producer, let's play a song. You choose. Just play something. I'm going to get to the text. There we go.
Hey, mama, hey, grandma. They're coming from far. They're coming from America and Canada. Hey, mama, hey, grandma. They're coming from far. They're coming from America and Canada.
Inviting you down to my hometown. This sure is sure, oh, when you come down. Smiling faces over here. This welcome awaits you, oh, when you get here. You hear them,
oh, no, we didn't know, say.
Some are sweet like this.
Oh, no, we didn't know.
Like some are sweet like that.
Thank you, producer. That's Basil B.J. Smith, Exuma Sweet Like This. Okay, my producer is just brilliant. Let me tell you why. You know what? Freedom in Exuma, the idea of freedom in Exuma is different from the idea of freedom in New Providence. Right? Exuma have a whole different economic platform that probably allows or provides for greater proximity to the tourist and the tourist product for the average resident. Exuma freedom different. They get on a boat and go wherever they want through their own mini archipelago. And Exuma is one of the islands where you have daily travel between Exuma and the main capital by boat, by plane, by speed boat, by swimming pig, by dolphin, right? Like what 242 does is it provides another platform for us to examine ourselves. Let's get to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Ring, Ray?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I hear you and my good friend, Sidney Thompson, was talking to the professor in Constitution.
Yes, sir.
But you know, 242 is a Bahamian landmark.
Okay,
we
tell me.
We are the only country in our region have 242.
We're not sharing it with anybody else.
We don't share it in the world.
Yeah.
Including our Calcom brothers.
Okay.
So that is significant for independence. That came after independence.
Yeah, well after.
That came through the colonial.
Yeah.
But that's something to celebrate. As we celebrate 50 years, we had 242 for 50 years. And it all started under the great Leon Williams.
Mm-hmm. But not 50 whole years.
He need to be. I hope they honor him. I hope that was special honor for him. I put it forward on your show.
Yes.
You got to be the first on your show. I want the independent committee, and you give them a reward, honor Leon Williams.
Okay.
The mastermind of telecommunication in this country.
I got you. Now, you don't think his appointment as an ambassador is an honor, is an act of honor?
That's an honor, yeah, but we're talking about country honor.
I got you. I like it.
After independence, a lot of things change.
Yeah.
Telecommunication change.
Uh-huh.
They move from the British to our own independent sovereignty.
Uh-huh.
When they say, we will not make it, our telecommunication company is the number one in the Caribbean, in the world, territory to the United States and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Leon Williams did it.
Yeah.
Because of him.
Okay, thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
These fiber optic and what you say right now, because of him, I remember in closing, they're saying they want Cable 2000 because Cable 2000 had the best technology.
Uh-huh.
That was a political flood.
I got you.
The details of that. That political flood, why that what they tell to the people. They don't know where they lie to the people.
I hear you.
They didn't need us. They said BTC could have gone cable long time.
Oh, I got you. That's
we gotta tell the negative to you though.
Yes.
The nice idea.
But Pumpkin, I like your contribution because
uh-huh.
again, right?
Uh-huh.
If you look at it from a political lens, Hubert uh-huh. Ingram is the father of telecommunications in the Bahamas and opening up the airwaves. But if you take it out of the realm of politics...
No, it's about a private radio station, not telecommunications.
Listen, if you take it out of politics, though, right? Then you begin to see the other actors in the sphere, in the area, that were important to the movement. But listen, I got to go.
And close it. I celebrate 50 years.
Yeah.
What I'm saying and more like this. Must tell the truth for the next 50 years, so we don't make the same mistake.
Oh, look here, Cultural Commission of Inquiry. A Cultural Commission of Inquiry.
242, baby.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. We got to go to... Caller, you hold the line, because we got to go to this song right now. Well, good morning. That is You're Born There by Smokey 007. Now, listen, I selected this song for my producer. The quality is not the best. There are some newer versions, right, by younger Bahamian artists. But the tempo on this version is so sweet. I had to play that version. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm going to leave the touching the buttons to you, producer. All right, let me get to the text line, and then I've only read one item off my 242 things to do for 242 day. All right, morning, Miss Green. Question, why is Haiti paying back France payments after the War of Freedom? Because I don't understand. Many of us don't understand. I want to thank you for this text, and I'm going to tell you why. It takes us back to the contribution by Mr. Sidney Thompson, right? About that independence should be your paramount national celebration, right? Now, when we segue to Haiti, we talk about reparations for the entire region, right? Not just Haiti, for the entire region. I'm not on the reparations committee, but I submit that the first plank of the reparations platform should be the public acknowledgement that this very same political, legal, economic, and structural systems that created, enabled, and perpetuated the transatlantic slave trade still exist today. And some people find that abhorrent and refuse to define themselves, to root their identity in anything connected to those systems. And so we celebrate 242 Day not to replace independence, but to recognize another experience of being Bahamian, but at the same time, valuing the experiences of our ancestors and the generations before us. Anyway, y'all listen to this sweet song. This is a remix of Funky Nassau by Federico Suave. This is the Eat More Cake remix. Perfect for the Bahamas. Ain't nothing we like more than some guava duff cake. You guys, tune into this.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Music lovers, it's time once again for the annual Jazz in the Gardens Festival at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, March 11th and 12th. Your national fly carrier, Bahamas Air, is ready to take you there once again. Airfare to Miami starting at $263 round trip, taxes included. Group rates are available. Get your round trip airfare and see all of your favorite artists live at this year's Jazz in the Gardens. Book online at bahamasair.com or call 702-4140.
Wednesday, March 8th, 2023 is International Women's Day, a day celebrated globally as a focal point in the women's rights movement, bringing attention to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights, and violence and abuse against women. Equity isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. A focus on gender equity needs to be a part of every society's DNA, and it's critical to understand the difference between equity and equality. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly embrace equity. It's not just something we should say, not something to just write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in, unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to embrace equity. Guardian Media wants you to celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. International Women's Day, Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Embrace equity.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. Hey, 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 Bahama Rock. Everybody's out there on the dock. They're doing what we call Bahama Rock. Hey, 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 hey. Everybody's happy, no one's uptight. Early in the morning, the late at night. Everybody's happy, no one's uptight. Rock from sun to sun, and then we give the
good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. That is, I think, one of the not well-known Ronnie Butler songs by younger generations of Bahamians. That song represents, to me, the tensions in Bahamian culture that continue to drive, right, the cream of the crop to the top. Because that song ain't a traditional Bahamian sound, eh? That sound like a funk, disco, uptown, global, like metropolitan song. That's Bahamian music. I can tell the producer to play Swing by Avi next. I can tell you why. On my list for 242 Day is Create a New Bahamian Dance. And on the way into the studio this morning, somebody stopped me so I could hear their new song that they working on. They even working on a whole new genre of Bahamian music called Tap and Scratch. Now, from the moment he say the name of the song and the genre, I already in my mind working on a new dance. The song is called Monkey Tamarin. So you know there's a dance in there. And in fact, it was last year that I had my first ever experience with Monkey Tamarin in the bush. And I wasn't even up to badness. I was harvesting wild passion fruit. Imagine that. Monkey Tamarin catch me. Right? So one of the things you could do for 242 Day is create a new dance. Dear parents, this is a family activity. Let your children take the lead. Be prepared to be silly and get silly with them. Encourage them. Dear caller, I'm sorry. Call back. Complement this activity with another activity. Make your own rake and scrape band. Producer, let's go to this caller right away. I don't want to miss them. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I am good. Thank you, Sparky.
Right.
Sparky, you ever create a dance? Y'all young man, them, when y'all was just running New Providence, you ever create a dance?
God bless the Bahama Islands. Every hello Bahamians out there. Talk to y'all.
Man, Sparky, what happened, man? Why you do that to me? I call to ask you something that only you could answer. I mean, I call. You call so I could ask you something only you could answer. You the only person I know who make up song, technically wasn't in a band, called Come to the Shop and I find the song and play it. I want to ask you, in your era, when the men dressed as fresh as ever, sharp as a tack, shoes always shine, afros always perfect, how many dances did y'all make up? Because I know the culture at that time. Y'all used to move in packs, not like dogs, like families, right? Y'all used to go out to parties in groups and you knew each other and y'all used to work on y'all dances to entertain the people. And I wanted to ask you, Sparky, how many new dances did you help create or did pop up in your era? Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Did you disconnect the phone?
We was disconnected. Don't put it on me. We was obviously disconnected.
I was just talking about the situation between not only, well, you know, I don't believe there's nobody from this that I was old enough that spoke about the illegal migration to the Bahamas, but I just constantly talk about illegal, the word illegal. You're coming here without permission. You're coming here illegal.
Sparky, I don't want to talk about that today.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about it. I talked about the affiliation between Haiti and Ghana.
Uh-huh.
Right? What I'm saying is, when they say the Ghana-Haitian trip over the Atlantic,
uh-huh,
it makes it seem like they're saying all of the slaves came from Ghana. But I believe that Ghana was only the shipment point where they passed those people, where they sort of like sold them to the merchant shipment.
Yeah.
But I don't believe all the people that entered Haiti or the Western Hemisphere came from Ghana.
Yeah.
Africa was a big continent.
You're absolutely right.
From what I heard, some of the own African kings and princes sold their own people for reward to the foreign merchant ships.
Yeah.
But on these merchant ships, they also had prisoners from the countries where they came from that they was trying to get out of Spain and England and France, also that they used as deckhands along with the slaves to get those boats across the Atlantic. For example, if Nigeria had people, they would have sent people into the inland of Africa and gotten people from Nigeria and many other countries in Africa. They'd bring them to Ghana.
Yeah.
And they'll house them in prison cells and things, maybe on the cold west coast of Ghana, and ship them from there.
Yeah.
But I don't believe everybody that came to the Western Hemisphere was from Ghana. I believe they were shipped from Ghana. Because when I check two sides of my family, I know Fountain, which is called Fountain with the E-on, is a French name.
Yeah.
Right? I know also from my mother's side, the Depute, what was called Depute. My grandmother was Ida Depute, sister of Leon Depute. Them two started the Tribune.
Yeah, okay. Sparky, let me tell you something. This is why we have this African principle, right? That you always hold space for the people in the village. You see the song I'm playing right now, Sparky? I didn't even put this on my list. I had it. This is called Gombe Jammin'. Gombe Jammin'. Gombe is our style of drumming. That's our rhythm. It's called Gombe. This song is called Gombe Jammin' from Sierra Leone, Sparky. From Sierra Leone. You're absolutely right. Ghana was the shipping point. They collected Africans like chattel, like cargo, from across the continent. And when the ships came across, they didn't necessarily stop in the Bahamas first. They stopped at islands that were called cleanup islands, where they trained the slaves, they prepared them for the excruciating inhumanity they were about to experience. And so many of us, our first stop on the boat may have been Haiti or Curacao, right? Or Barbados, some of the worst cleanup spots in the region before we were sent to the Bahamas. Sparky, thank you. Thank you. You are an example, right, of the principles we should be living by, which is, you upset me a little bit sometimes, you know, but you got plenty, plenty, plenty value in you. I want to say happy birthday to Sherelle Forbes from the Spot 242 in Bahamas Improv Comedy House. Happy birthday, Sherelle. I got a text here that says, ask the caller if you think we are a truly independent nation. All right, producer, let's play another song on the list. I just had to throw that in there because what it means to be Bahamian is more than the bounds of the national construct called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's more than that. Okay, so as my producer finds another song, I'm going to try get through my list of things to do. Buy Bahamian music or art. Buy a piece of Bahamian art or buy some Bahamian music. Support a Bahamian artist, musician, or band. Find a live band or concert, open mic or spoken word. Consume Bahamian media only. Bahamian radio station, Bahamian news, Bahamian television station, Bahamian music on your YouTubes and your internets. Look for only Bahamian programming online to entertain yourself today. Turn that song up, producer. I like that. I like that.
Coconut got whiskey. Make you feel very frisky. Coconut got conk. Make you feel very drunk. Bye 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 bye. Oh, salut, mama, yes sir. Oh, pa, oh, pa, yes sir. We back down, yes sir.
That song is Coconut Water by Freddie Munnings. The reason I put that song on the list today is because that song comes from the Gombe era, right? And in the Gombe era is pre-independence. And you can see through the music that was produced in the Bahamas, produced by Bahamian artists, produced by artists in the Bahamas, the way that music was produced entirely, how we defined ourselves in these islands, in this region, both the Caribbean and the Western Hemisphere, was different from the ways that we defined ourselves post-independence. We got songs, I mean, some of the most well-known or prolific or important Bahamian songs are performed by people like Andre Toussaint, who I still ain't sure if he's a Bahamian or not. I got to do my own research, though. That's me. I'm faulty on that. But what I do know is that the lines were not defined in the ways that they are now. And that's important for us to explore, to at the very least be aware of, so younger generations of Bahamians have a sense of why things are the way they are now. All right. Support a Bahamian artist. We got that. Consume only locally grown and harvested food and drink. The Gladstone Road Farmers Market is supposed to be open on a Friday. I think there are a few vendors that are out there today prepping for the bigger day, which is Saturday. Eat only Bahamian recipes. Slam Bam is a Bahamian recipe. Learn how to make a traditional Bahamian meal, pastry, or drink, right? Learn some culinary history. When the caller called in and said, oh, you can't put mayonnaise in conch, I go on to tell him, well, if we're talking conch salad purity, then the way they used to make conch is they used to take the whole conch, clean it, scorch it, and then you squeeze lime on it, dip it in salt and pepper, and then take a bite. And the people who used to make conch salad, they didn't make conch salad on the dock and in 3 seconds you eating your conch salad. They used to let their conch sit in the salad. It's more like a ceviche. And so the conch purists and the historians may tell us modern day Bahamians, we way off course. And we don't have the right to be telling people they can't put conch in the conch salad, a mayo in the conch salad, or they can't put tomato in the ketchup or tomato paste in the conch salad, because we are so far from the origin, we don't have the right to judge others. Okay, 242 exercise challenge. Choose any or as many exercises as you want. Choose 24, 42, or 242 reps. Post a video or picture of your journey with 242 hashtags, 242 day, or hashtag celebrate Bahamas. Let's get back to the make a rake and scrape band. You need a 5-gallon water bottle. You need a couple saws. Go in your daddy workshop and get his saw. You need some cutlery, some spoon, and some fork, and you need some kitchen pots. And if you want to get really fancy, what you're going to do is you're going to get a piece of wood, some nail, and a fishing line, and you're going to make yourself a homemade guitar. Oh, also remember, post a video or a picture of your experience with the hashtags 242day or celebrate Bahamas. Another one. 242-day most Bahamian thing ever photo challenge. Take a picture of yourself at 2:42 a.m. tomorrow morning and 2:42 p.m. tomorrow afternoon doing the most Bahamian thing ever. Post a video or picture with hashtag 242-day or hashtag celebrate Bahamas. For next year, we need some 242-day flash mobs in Rawson Square and Pompey Square. Identify 24, 42, or 242 Bahamian plants, trees, and animals with your children. Learn 24, 42, or 242 facts about the Bahamas. Plant a tree, preferably a fruit tree. Donate $24, $42, or $242 to a charity, an animal rescue, a residential care facility, or a family or a person in need. Spend 24, 42, or 242 minutes picking up trash in your neighborhood, community, or a public beach or park. Another 242-day photo challenge, the most Bahamian costume ever photo challenge. Design an outfit or costume with Bahamian flag colors and or prints, straw, coconut, sea glass, and shells. Post a picture wearing the outfit with hashtags 242day or celebrate Bahamas. Take a nature tour. Next year, I expect to see a number of 242-day scavenger hunts. Locate 2442 or 242 Bahamian historic or cultural items to win prizes at sites like BNT in Fort Montague, Clifton Heritage Park, downtown Nassau, the Botanical Gardens. Take 2442 and or 242 pictures about what being Bahamian means to you. Make a 24 or 42-minute documentary about what being Bahamian means to you, or write a 24, 42, or 242-word poem or short story about being Bahamian or living and working in the Bahamas. Okay, I don't know what the song my producer is going to play to lead us out of here, but let me tell you what else I have on my list. Well, you got to have Stalit Bahamas' Big Ting. Now, with that new dance, Avi got one new dance called Swing. I think we should take that up and make that the dance of the 50th Independence Celebration. I got Dance of Gumbe by Charlie Adams and In the Bush by Al Cawley. No, not In the Bush. Jumbe Village by Al Cawley and the VIPs. Native Women by Bronnie Butler and the Ramblers. Fox Hill Gal by King Eric. And you see what the producer played. Listen, it's been my pleasure to have this discussion. Ideas, I like that song. Love is something if you give them away. Ideas are something if you give them away. You end up having more. So lend them, spend them. You have so many. Like a magic penny. Play that song, producer. It's 242 day tomorrow. You stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Nuri is up next.
Your body in the mood. In the mood. And make that waistline move. When you're young or older,
when you're young or older,
just do like Abby told ya,
just do like Abby told ya.
Put your body in a trance,
in a trance,
and do this brand new dance. Show everybody how to swing, 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 swing. Show everybody you can swing, 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 swing. Show everybody how to swing, swing, swing.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.